Welcome to One Stop English's 10th birthday ebook. Here, you'll find the accompanying audio for the following featured resources: audio soap opera, live from London, mini play, sound matters, One Stop phonics, and selections. If you like what you hear, please visit www.onestopenglish.com, where you can download each series in full and find lots more engaging listening material across every site section.
The Road Less Travelled. Episode 13. The Fight. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2007.
What a night, huh?
Yeah, it's busy, all right.
You've got a new customer on table 14.
Okay, Rich, thanks.
Hi, Katie.
Mark! You're here! What a surprise! How did you find me?
It wasn't hard, you know. I'm not as stupid as you think.
Mark, I'm working right now. I can't talk.
You call this a job? Look at this place. What a mess.
What do you want, Mark?
To talk.
We're talking.
Katie, I flew all the way here to see you.
I can see that.
To come and take you back home. Back to England. Back to Slough.
I can't, Mark. I can't go back.
Why not?
I told you before. It's over. I'm sorry. I can't speak to you now.
No. We're going to talk about this now. Your place is back home. With your family. With your job. In your country. Now get your things. We're leaving.
Is there a problem here?
Oh, perfect. Who's this? Your new American boyfriend.
Mark, stop being...
Leave us alone. We're leaving.
She's not going anywhere unless she wants to.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, no. I can't.
I said leave her alone.
What an idiot.
Mark!
Shut up, Katie, and get your things.
Okay, that's enough. Get out.
Who are you, the bodyguard?
Nope. I'm the owner of this place.
Hey, get off me. Get off. Let me go.
Don't worry, everyone. This gentleman was just leaving. Right?
Welcome to One Stop English's Live from London podcast. In Live from London, we go to different parts of London to ask locals and visitors questions about their daily lives. Today, Live from London reports from outside the Tate Modern, one of London's most famous art galleries. We asked people the question, what sights have you seen so far in London?
Well, I've really enjoyed the Kensington Gardens and or the park and seeing all the people. In the States, we don't see as many people out in the parks as we do here.
Hi. Well, we visit in London in these 3 days. We have been to Westminster Abbey, the Buckingham Palace, the London Eye. We have seen Soho, Covent Garden, Notting Hills. Just we walk around all these places.
What I like most is the parks and the gardens around London, like Windsor. Yesterday I've been to Richmond. I love it very much, Kew Garden. And also the museums. That's what I'm looking for.
We've only been in London for about 1 day so far. We haven't really seen too much. We've seen the London Eye and London Bridge. London Bridge was newer than I expected. I pictured it to be really old. I really want to see Buckingham Palace and I want to go to Hyde Park. The city's really old, but it's really beautiful. It's so busy. There's so much going on and there's so many people. It's really expensive. Really expensive.
All right, now I'm running around London here. The thing that it's very curious to me is how I can get up in this eye and kind of take a look at all of London and get my bearings. Bridges are easy, walkable. You got to walk a lot in London, more than you have to do in New York, I can tell you that, and certainly more than you have to do in Miami. Plus, everything seems to run on time, the people, a lot of order, and the people are very, very pleasant.
One Stop English Mini Plays. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2010. Football Fanatics.
You brought your scarf?
Yeah, of course I have.
Where is it?
In my bag. I'm not wearing it. Not till we get into the ground, anyway.
Good lad.
Did you bring a flask?
No, I didn't. You'll be asking for a warm blanket next.
Well, it is 4 or 5 hours on the road this time, Dad.
6, actually, according to the sat-nav.
Are we going to be stopping, then?
If we have to. I love these long hauls. It proves you're a proper loyal supporter, lad.
Right.
Do you know, I've supported this team since I was in nappies.
Yeah, I know.
The sooner we get there, the better. We can have a bite to eat at a calf, if you like. Double egg, chips, beans, sausage and tomato. Can't beat it.
What about the hooligans? This lot have got some bad ones, I've heard.
There's not so many about now, haven't you noticed?
You know why, don't you?
No.
CCTV, everywhere.
Oh, of course. Give the police their due. They crack down on them really hard now.
The known hooligans have to hand their passports into the police before any international games now.
How do you know?
Mickey told me.
Oh, him. I've never liked him. A bad sort, that one. Always looks a bit shifty to me.
Good at football, though. Always on form. Magnificent touch. Reads the game well.
Thought he couldn't play anymore. Got a knee injury or something.
No, he's back on form now and better than ever. Scored 4 goals last week.
Get in there. I bet the gaffer was pleased.
Should have been 5. He goes past the fullback, brings it down and smack! Hits the top of the crossbar. He was gutted.
What was the score?
4-0.
Here, do you know, this'll be our 10th away match this year.
Yeah. All these journeys up and down the motorways don't do much for the environment, Dad.
Oh, yes. What's all this, then? It's that flaming school again, isn't it? What's wrong with going to away matches? It's what we enjoy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it gets me out of the house. Gives your mum a rest.
Does she have a choice?
She's glad of a bit of peace and quiet, lad.
Is she?
Of course she is.
Sound matters. Pronunciation activities. Part 5. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2008. Exercise 1. Listen and circle the word you hear in each sentence. 1. Are these your seats? 2. Try not to take too big a sip. 3. I'm sorry, but all cheeses make me sick. 4. Just tell me if you're sure. 5. Ow! That really hurt my chin. 6. Where did you watch it? 7. He's 21 and he's only just started shaving. Exercise 2. Listen to the words and write each one in the correct column. Seat. Sheet. Cheat. Nation. Cheer. Fish. City. Nature. Sure. Scene. Soon. Match. Machine. Listen. Question. Exercise 3. Charlie sips champagne while Susan washes sheets. Sally chops up chips and cheese to sauté with some fish. Shelley says she'll see you soon. I'm sure you'll shout and cheer.
One Stop Phonics. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2008. The letter Q. This letter is called Q. 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 This letter sounds like qu. 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 Qu for quince. Quentin, quince. Qua. 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 Quentin Quince. Quentin Quince asks quiz questions.
Selections. published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2005.
It's a disaster, I tell you.
I woke up this morning, and what did I find? A mouse in my shoe, and another behind. I got out of bed and fell on the floor, then hit my head on the wall and the door. It's a disaster, I tell you, a disaster, I say. I just want to stay in my bed today. I sat down for breakfast, and what did I see? A piece of burned toast just staring at me. I chewed it real slow, but then my front tooth dropped into my plate, and that is the truth. It's a disaster, I tell you, a disaster, I say. I just want to stay in my bed today. I picked up my backpack and got on the bus, forgetting my money with all of the fuss. The ticket was 8 cents, but I had only 5. The driver said, "Sorry, you walk and I'll drive." It's a disaster, I tell you, a disaster, I say. I just want to stay in my bed today. I walked down the street, and what did I see? 3 hippos all dancing straight toward me. Today is a day when the world's upside down. It's a day for the bedroom and not for the town. It's a disaster, I tell you, a disaster, I say. I just want to stay in my bed today.